often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 632. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty, is sitting in the doorway. He was just over here, so there's a good chance he's just trying to get my attention, meowing. He is getting a small meal given to him in the auto feeder in like half an hour. So I'm imagining hungry. He's like, dude, come on. Just give me that shit. Always impatient. Always impatient. Always wanting that food. Always got the thirst. The hunger. He's walking away. He's like, fuck you. Fuck you. You're not giving me that food. Fuck you, man. Yeah, I still love him, though. Still love him. He's my ride or die. And that cat. At nighttime, when I am, when I'm sleeping, which last night I didn't get much sleep. I laid on my couch, of course, on the upstairs, the one that folds down. That's basically my bed. I don't really have an actual bed, but, you would think if you lived in a penthouse, you'd have a bed, but no, not this penthouse. anyway, I was finishing up watching Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon, and man, I've still got a short going on. And I replaced this damn cable. I guess maybe it's the other cable? It might be my headphones. I think it's probably the headphones. Although, I don't know. It might be this other cord. Maybe I replaced the wrong fucking cord. either way, I got some kind of issue going on. It kills the sound, but obviously it's still recording. At least it looks that way looking over it. And I'm using a new software. Fun fact, I'm using, well, not a new software. It's new to me. Reaper. I'm trying it out. I can't stand Audacity. I got to change it up. Last night I was watching with Agent Fox Mulder, the last of House of the Dragons, wrapping that up. He likes to lay on me, and he gets into it watching, especially when the dragons are on the screen. He's a fan of the dragons. I mean, it's crazy because like he'll get like intense and like lean over towards the TV and just his eyes just, what's going on? These big dragons. He doesn't do the click and stuff like, not with the dragons. There's like a bird or a squirrel or something. I think he realizes, ooh, the dragons, even though they're not real creatures, that they're kind of terrifying and menacing, and they burn shit. And where he's like, you know what, maybe I don't want to attack that, even though it doesn't seem that big on the TV, you know? Maybe I just haven't found the right dragon for him. speaking of House of the Dragon, though, man, I don't know. I haven't gotten as into it as I did the original Game of Thrones. And, like, the original Game of Thrones, the first four seasons, man, I was into that shit. I wasn't real happy with how it ended, those last couple seasons, but I mean, like, the first four to five seasons, fantastic. Definitely the first four. but, I mean, House of the Dragon's entertaining. I think the most part that really fucked me up is that, like, within, I guess, the first season, they did quite a few, like, time hops, and then there's... it fucked me up, like, having characters, like... shit, knowing the names of all the characters on House of the Dragon. It's a little hard. It took me forever to remember all the fucking names on the original Game of Thrones. But Queen, which, yeah, I guess it was initially Rhaenyra or Rhaenyra, whatever the fuck her queen it would be. I guess she was a princess, I guess, at the start of the show. Rhaenyra, whatever. She's Targaryen. The silver hair, white haired. They're all the Targaryens white haired. Early in the show, played by a younger actress, and she's supposed to be a child at that point in time, and then goes on to become, an adult, but it really fucked me up, having this, time hop, and, it'd be one thing if it was, everybody was played by different actors, but it's only certain characters are played by different actors, which is just kind of weird. Kind of weird that some of the actors, and they do they do different makeup on some of the actors to make them look older. I've talked about this show recently on here, but anyway, it is just, that's the weirdest thing on the show, and the first season was kind of hard for me to get into, but I like the way the second season went into it. I'm getting more into it, I would say. The more it's just become more about the dragons, and find it more rooting for Queen Rhaenyra, after finding out that which it's weird because I haven't intensely watched the show. I've passively watched it. I've been watching it while eating and doing other things, so I'm not listening to every word per se. I'm missing a lot of the details. And when I don't remember all the fucking, characters' names and stuff, and then they change the actor that's playing that character, it fucks me up, man. To where, fuck, is that supposed to be the queen again, or the princess? What's going on here? What's going on? But what I was gonna say is rooting for there. It's weird how there's the Daemon Targaryen, played by, I believe it's Matt Smith, which he looks really fucking weird with the white hair. And then he's a maniacal character. I don't know, his turn is a bit odd, and I can't fully buy his character arc per se. But it's weird how it definitely seems like you're supposed to root for him ish. As I say again, ish. As it was, he hooks up with his fucking niece, his brother's daughter, that becomes queen. And it's funny how you kind of forget that as the show's going on, at the end of the second season. But they are king consort and queen. They're fighting for the throne, Iron Throne, as of right now. I mean, they have not won the Iron Throne. But, King Viserys Targaryen did, appoint her as his heir. Anyway. It's a little bit of a different turn than I would say, at the beginning of the original Game of Thrones. You've got the Lannisters, the Kingslayer, Jaime Lannister, fucking his sister. I think that's the very first episode, if I remember correctly, the first episode, it's been quite a few years since I seen it. I want to say it's the end of the very first episode. Maybe I'm wrong here. But I feel like it's the first episode. You see Jaime Lannister fucking his sister, Cersei. Played by the great Lena Headey. Then they throw Bran out the fucking window. I think Bran is the one like climbing to see, like spot, like he's not necessarily spying on, he just happens to witness those two fucking. And then they throw him from there thinking that it would kill him, but it didn't. He ended up getting paralyzed. And yet, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the original Game of Thrones, Bran becomes king. Yeah, take that, Cersei. What I was getting at, there was like, that's the first like incest, if I remember correctly, in like Game of Thrones, which there would be much, much more incest. It's just kind of a thing. Incest plus dragons equals Game of Thrones. It's just you want a Game of Thrones show, get some incest going on, set in a, you know, time period that looks appropriate to have dragons, and then, you know, throw some dragons in the mix. Boom. And you got the cool chair with the all the swords and everything. The Iron Throne. But again, what I was just saying, that incest seemed to be bad. They were painting that as bad. Although, I mean, it definitely seemed, okay, Kingslayer, Jaime, I mean, he was a bad guy from the very at least the first couple seasons. But his character arc, which I didn't mind that, like he became someone to root for, even though he was in love and fucking his sister. I don't know, I bought more into his character arc than Daemon here in the House of the Dragon. I don't know, I'm just not seeing Daemon as like all of a sudden, because the way it ends, spoiler alert, House of the Dragon, I just finished the latest episode. The way that ends, Daemon is now subservient. He's always wanted the crown, and he's just a vile, disgusting person that just doesn't mind killing people and such, and it seems that by these ghosts at this place he was staying at, it really like changed his mind. He saw what the reality is. He saw that winter was coming. Winter is coming. And all the craziness that's comes with the dead and everything. And he's like, oh, maybe I don't want to be king. Go ahead, queen. My niece wife. but it's like, they're kind of the protagonist is Queen Rhaenyra, I guess. I guess she's more the protagonist of the show, which, I mean, when you have a big show, I mean, there's not necessarily a protagonist when you have, you know, a bunch of different characters. And you can really delve deep into all the characters. Anyway, it's just... It seemed more like right out of the gate more that you're on this one that you're rooting for this couple that's involved with the incest. And somehow, I don't know, the uncle factor just makes it worse to me. You know, brother and sister's fucked up anyway. I mean, that is pretty fucked up. But then the uncle, like at least with brother and sister, you're somewhat close in age. But the uncle's more like, you fucking your dad's brother? That's fucked up, man. It's really fucked up. But, I mean, it's, you go back in the history and look at royal families, that's how they kept that shit pure. Like, gotta keep it in the family, and that's just fucked up. How come, like... I think the thing that's missing in Game of Thrones is having, and House of the Dragon, is that we need to see the problems with incest. problems. since let's see if I check this out right. Incest in genetic orders. Here we go. According to the, which I don't know what the fuck this stands for. We'll go to BBC Earth. There's a bunch of articles on this on the internet, and I'm afraid what I might find. Look at the, what. Let's go to BBC Earth, and it says, "What are the effects of inbreeding?" Like, I feel like they need to show more of that in Game of Thrones. Let's see here. It says the Hollywood stereotype of inbreeding would have you believe it is a surefire route to being a horror villain, but what physical effect can it have on humans and animals, and how did it historically play a part in securing power? It says, what is inbreeding? Inbreeding is the mating of organisms closely related by ancestry. It goes against the biological aim of mating, which is the shuffling of DNA. Human DNA is bundled into 23 pairs of chromosomes. Within each chromosome, I gotta pause for a second here. My buddy John Gale is messaging me. We're going to go to Texas Roadhouse later. I'll get into that here in a second. All right. Anyway, back to inbreeding as I unpause here. Inbreeding is the... I feel like most of this is, you know, pretty... Let's see what I got through some of this here. Bundle the 23 pairs of chromosomes. With each chromosome, there are hundreds of thousands of genes. And what's more, each gene has two copies known as... I'm going to mispronounce this, but alleles... Genes determine different aspects of your appearance, like hair and eye color, as well as biological factors such as your blood type. And this new program I'm using is fucking me all up. Anyway, I don't know how to see how much time I've actually gone for. Your hair, eye color, as well as biological factors such as blood type. These genes fall into two categories, dominant and recessive. If one of the genes in the pair is dominant, then the result is you gain the trait of the dominant gene. However, for traits that originate from the recessive gene, you need both genes to be recessive. For example, the gene for brown eyes is dominant, and so having just one of these in a pair will result in your eyes being brown. However, the gene for blue eyes is recessive, so you'll need both of them to get blue eyes. This is important as certain congenital defects and genetic diseases such as cystic fibrosis are carried by recessive alleles. Inbreeding stacks the odds of being born with such conditions against you. As blood relative mating partners have similar DNA, the changes of them carrying the same recessive gene is greatly increased. According to a 2011 study, the rate of near natal and childhood death increases if the child comes from a first cousin union, nearly doubling in certain countries. As inbreeding comes with such a high cost, the logic of engaging in it might seem baffling. Historically, inbreeding didn't just keep traits within a bloodline. It also kept power in hereditary systems of rule, such as the pharaohs of ancient Egypt. Inbreeding prevented another family marrying in and lining up to take the throne. A 2015 study examined 259 adult Egyptian mummies and found that royal mummies had consistently different heights from the general population, with male royals being taller than average and female royals being shorter than average. That's interesting. A more recent example in that is the House of Habsburg, whose empire I thought I had that on mute anyway. House of Habsburg, whose empire included Spain, Austria, and Hungary, the family line ending with Charles II of Spain, who was born in 1661. The family tree at this point had become quite jumbled. His mother was his dad's niece, and his grandmother was also his aunt. Charles suffered from numerous disabilities and congenital defects. He didn't speak until he was 4, couldn't walk until he was 8, and was barely able to chew due to his deformed jaw. His autopsy report is a staggering read. It states that after his death, Charles had no blood a heart the size of a peppercorn. What the fuck? Carotid lungs, a head full of water, rotten and gangrenous intestines, and had only a single testicle that was as black as coal. While not all of these can be blamed on inbreeding, pituitary hormone deficiency and distal renal tubular acidosis could explain several of these conditions. I probably butchered a lot of the pronunciation of this, but both are caused by recessive alleles. However, it is very rare to have both. But yeah, yeah. Basically, I mean, you're just asking for, you know, you're more likely to get a lot of defects in there. It's your offspring's going to be rough. It's just fucking weird. It's just fucking weird, you know, fucking your family. It's just not right. It's just not right. Even though, you know, you go on Pornhub and see how much they're all about fucking family. But at least, I mean, I guess at least it's not blood relatives that the standard porn model is marketed after. It's the, you know, the step siblings. They're just like, ooh, yeah, fuck your stepsister. Oh, yeah, which is just, that's also fucking weird. I mean, especially if you grew up in a house together. I mean, maybe if, you know, your parents, your mother, whatever, got married to your stepfather at, say, at a time when you were both adults and you became step-siblings. Maybe not as bad. I would say not as bad. I mean, if you grew up in a house together, that's fucked up. That's just fucking weird. Fucking fuck. But, you know, people are animals. Fucking animals. But I would find it interesting, which I guess maybe that's what was wrong with Viserys Targaryen in the House of the Dragon. I guess that's inbreeding. I don't know that they ever specify what the fuck was wrong with King Viserys. And I'm Viserys, I guess. Let's see. Let's see what the hell they say about his disease. I'm going to guess it's inbreeding related. Leprosy. Okay, he had leprosy. Which, man, I love what that's one of the things I did really like about House of the Dragon. His leprosy and how fucking rough he looked at the end. Beautiful. Beautiful stuff. I would definitely say, though, I would venture to guess, you know, that leprosy could be one of the things that you could get via the inbreeding. How did he get leprosy? I don't know how you get leprosy. Let's see here, Internet. It says it's not highly contagious. Next on the list of what they got right in the fact. So I guess, let's see here. Leprosy can affect anyone. Firstly, many people think that leprosy is a disease that only affects the poorest, whilst people with limited access to clean water and a nutritious diet tend to be more at risk. Leprosy could affect anyone, son of a bitch. Given the stereotypes, it is refreshing to see a show demonstrating that even a king could experience leprosy. Says it's not highly contagious. Next on the list of what they got right is the fact that no one else in the show has developed the disease. Transmission is likely to be from long-term close contact and exposure to droplets from sneezing or breathing and or skin abrasions or wounds. Leprosy is infectious, but most exposed will never develop disease. Around 95% of people in the world have an immune system that is able to fight off leprosy bacteria, so they never develop the disease. Although your risk of developing leprosy increases if you live with someone who is infectious, you are still not at a great deal of risk. Our research reveals that only 2% of people who have lived with a person affected by leprosy will contract the disease. Yeah. But I don't know if I want to read more about leprosy, because I'm gonna, like, with every fucking disease and everything that they, you know, there's, you know, all kinds of information about on the internet. I'll probably start reading stuff like, oh shit, do I have this? Because everything starts with, you know, the same symptoms, it seems, like all these diseases, and just like fatigue. Holy fuck, I'm tired. I must have leprosy. It's a dangerous thing, you know, the internet doctors, if you will, just becoming a doctor yourself by looking up WebMD. It's very dangerous. You know, but I'm going to come to the conclusion, like, it's about time that you just put me out of my misery, because I clearly have several fucking deadly diseases. And which does remind me, I was just seeing that Jimmy Cro-Magnon sent me a TikTok yesterday, I guess, that 23andMe, the company, one of the companies, I guess there's that one, and I forgot the other one, name of the company lose me a little bit, but there's the, oh, I guess Ancestry.com or whatever is the other big one. But 23andMe, some, you know, it looks like they've done some rather nefarious stuff, which should be, like, I kind of wanted to do it. But, like, at the same time, it's like, I feel a little weird giving my DNA to a company that, I had to wonder, like, how's this business model going to be something they can sustain for a long period of time? Because you have to keep getting people to give you their DNA and test it. It's not like the same person's going to keep testing their fucking DNA. It's like one and done thing, you know? But apparently, according to this TikTok, I mean, I haven't done my own research. By that, I mean, I haven't gone on Google. I guess I could do that now. As I wouldn't really consider that real research, but news. Here's The Atlantic has got an article about it. That's the top thing when Googled. it says, well, basically, from what I understand, is that they have taken people's DNA and they're selling that information to, say, like, insurance providers that then, you know what? Maybe I'll just read this article. Oh, God damn it. I can't read the whole article, you fuckers. I have to have an account. Well, I guess I'll read what I can, what's shown here. But it says here on The Atlantic, remember that DNA you gave 23andMe? The company is in trouble, and anyone who has spit into one of the company's test tubes should be concerned. 23andMe is not doing well. Its stock is on the verge of being delisted. It shut down its in-house drug development unit last month, only the latest in several rounds of layoffs. Last week, the entire board of directors quit, save for Anne Wasicki, a co-founder and the company's CEO, amid the downward spiral. Wasicki has said she'll consider selling 23andMe, which means the DNA of 23andMe's 15 million customers would be up for sale, too. 23andMe's trove of genetic data might be its most valuable asset. For about two decades now, since human genome analysis became quick and common, the A's, C's, G's, and T's of DNA have allowed long-list relatives to connect, revealed family secrets, and helped police catch serial killers. Some people's genomes contain clues to what's making them sick, or even occasionally how their diseases should be treated. For most of us, though, consumer tests don't have much to offer beyond a snapshot of our ancestors' roots and confirmation of the traits we already know about. It says here, yes, 23andMe, my eyes are blue. 23andMe is floundering in part because it hasn't managed to prove the value of collecting all the sensitive personal information. And potential buyers may have very different ideas about how to use the company's DNA data to raise the company's bottom line. This should concern anyone who has used the service. Again, I have not done that. DNA might contain health information, but unlike a doctor's office, 23andMe is not bound by the health privacy law HIPAA, and the company's privacy policies make clear that it isn't in the event of a merger or an acquisition. Customers' information is a salable asset. 23andMe promises to ask its customers' permission before using their data for research or targeted advertising. But that doesn't mean the next boss will do the same. It says so right there in the fine print. The company reserves the right to update its policies at any time. A spokesperson acknowledged to me this week that the company can't fully guarantee the sanctity of customer data, but said in a statement that any scenario which impacts our customers' data would need to be carefully considered. Bullshit. This is bullshit. Anyway, we take the privacy and trust of our customers very seriously and would strive to maintain commitments outlined in our privacy statement. That's all that I can read of this fucking article. But yeah, anyway, well, I guess it. They haven't come out and said that they've actually I don't know that it specifically said that it has already, like, sold information to, like, insurance companies. But they're apparently, you know, part of the idea is to sell to, like, targeted advertising, like, with all your fucking social media networks where, like, oh, yeah, you're going to want this product. But with, like, selling your info to, like, drug companies so then they can look at your family history. Like, you know what? You need to get... You got some Crohn's disease. Let's get you on this round of medication. Let's just like, it's just like another ad on Facebook, you know? It's like, oh, hey, I don't think I have Crohn's, but apparently you think I do because it runs in my family. And, I mean, it can also sell to insurance companies and they could decide, you know what, we're not going to cover these people because they've got a history of some cancer, a lot of cancer, like whatever. There's just heart problems, you know, you fucking name it, whatever the disease is, and be like, you know what, we don't want to, we'll cover you. We seen your 23andMe, and I we're not liking it. But that's, I mean, it always did seem a little iffy. I'm pretty sure I talked about it years ago on the podcast, and we'd contemplated like doing it. Like Shelley and I would talked about doing the 23andMe, or maybe it was Ancestry, one of them. We joked about them being able to clone us and stuff, but I don't think that would be a nefarious thing that the company would do. I wouldn't know why they would specifically want to clone me. That seems a bit absurd. I'm sure you'd find way better people to have doppelgangers running around on, you know? But, you know, maybe I'm selling myself short here. Oh, man, it's rough for me to continue this podcast because yesterday I fucked up at work. Normally I wear a buff around my neck when I'm welding and stuff, and it keeps my neck from being burnt, which I didn't always do at work. Which I found that I was having issues talking for long periods because I guess I would burn my neck a lot. I did used to put a lot of sunscreen on it, but it seemed like I was also having an allergic reaction to sunscreen. A burnt neck is not great to talk a lot with. It's kind of a pain in the ass. I would definitely advise against it. Anywho, so yeah, I might just stop at some point and then pick up later on so I don't completely kill my throat. I will be going later to Texas Roadhouse. As John, my buddy John from work, he's got a birthday on, I want to say his birthday is Monday. And I believe he's turning 34. So he's pretty much 10 years, not exactly 10 years younger than me, but he's like 10 years younger than me. I'll be 44 and let's not do the math on that. Really like a half a year away. Not quite. But I've never been to Texas Roadhouse. I like steak, but it's not like something I'm like always like, oh, I gotta get some fucking steak. But I mean, I'm down for some steak. Hopefully my throat holds up. As it does feel a little rough. It feels a little rough. I've never been to Texas Roadhouse. I feel like I've been to places like Colton's. I would imagine here in town, it's a steakhouse. I feel like that's kind of the Texas Roadhouse kind of vibe. I know that people that really love steak, though, really, you know, they talk about Texas Roadhouse and Outback. Another establishment I have not been to. At least I don't recall ever being to it. Maybe I have been. It's just been, you know, years. As someone that's just not that huge into steak. That maybe I'm just not aware of it. It didn't ring that much of a bell. You know, I'm a pasta guy. If I'm going to a restaurant, I love to get me some fucking pasta. So, yeah. I think I would remember, though, going to Texas or Outback or something of that nature. I'm probably going to need some caffeine. I did realize that, you know, I got up early this morning and ran a little over 7 miles. So, I mean, I knew eventually I was going to get fucking tired, and I didn't sleep much last night. So, I mean, we were finishing, Mulder and I were finishing, House of the Dragon. I wasn't very tired either when I laid down. Yesterday I went out and had, carne asada, tacos, some steak tacos over at, Ernesto's. As we normally go to the Mexican restaurant there every Friday after work. We had a good crew from work. There was like 5 of us, I believe. And I went with the jumbo. Or no, sorry, my bad. I usually go with the jumbo margarita. This time around, I went with a monster, which I've had that much of a margarita before, but it's an absurd size of a margarita. I want to say it's like 45, at least like 45 ounces or something like that of a margarita. So you're talking over a 40, you know, like just think of a bottle of Old English. OE. As Angel Mulder's up here now. He's saying hi. It's just, you know, it's not, I mean, it's basically a fishbowl, a small fishbowl. I mean, it's like a goldfish bowl. Of a margarita. Hey, what's up, Fox? But I had that, and I was feeling pretty good from the margarita. My throat hadn't gotten too bad yet. It was definitely too much, and also I had a frozen margarita. That's a lot of frozen to have of a drink, and I was getting fucking brain freezes left and right. So I'm thinking tonight, I probably won't even get any alcohol. Probably just going to do some water and some steak, you know? Maybe I get a lemon with my water. That'll help my throat. Help open it up a little bit. Mulder, don't get on the board. You'll mess up the recording. There you go. Get on my lap. All right. He's laying on my lap. We might get some more meows. We will probably get some more meows. As a man, he's got some chin acne going on. But I got to really... I've got these little wipes and stuff to clean with, and it it comes and goes. He's, right now, he's rocking some chin, pretty bad chin acne. That's got to be annoying to have that. Got to wipe it with the wipes, and then I get a little comb in there. Anyway. Yeah. The steak tacos were good yesterday. And I there's a little Mexican, I guess grocery store that's like, right next to Ernesto's that we were just unaware that, was there. And, we stepped in there, right after eating and man, I got some, little orange shortbread cookies in there that were pretty damn tasty. Pretty fucking tasty. I needed something to soak up all that fucking tequila I had from the margarita. And because I was like, you know, let's kill a little bit of time, maybe sober up a little bit before I step into a vehicle. Because I did drive not too long after leaving Mexican and was like, I think the moral of my story is I need to tell myself, Josh, you need to stick with the jumbo. Don't go over jumbo. Don't go over jumbo. That is a mistake, good sir. I had to take a nap after I got home, too, because, I was feeling that margarita and was like, I needed to fucking just get it out of my system. So I slept for a little while after getting home. I did, speaking of like work, I called in, I guess for technically the second time I've called in. The first time I've called into work, I called because there was ice on my road, and this was last fucking, I don't know when it was. It was last winter sometime. And there was ice covering my complete road, and I tried to go to work. They didn't shut the plant down. They opened like an hour later or something like that. I don't remember how much time ahead they opened, but I slid all the way down my road and like slid into a tree. I didn't hit it very hard, but it was an unpleasant experience to say the least. But I called in Thursday because I've used almost none of my sick time. I had over 100 hours of sick time. And really, I was having some stomach issues this week, mainly because I was eating Reese's ice cream, and dairy and I don't agree anymore. And so I had the shits, I had to have some vulgar stuff in there. So, I'm blasting shit in the toilet Wednesday night. And I had thought about just calling in anyway before then, thinking that because I wanted to check out my hot water heater. And so I finally got in my head and I was not feeling real great come Wednesday night. And I was like, let's fucking call in tomorrow. Let's fucking call in. Let's do it. I don't like calling in though. I just don't feel right calling in. Especially now that I have like production bonuses every day. I missed out. They hit full production bonus that day and I fucking missed out on it. So yeah, that was kind of a pisser, but, I stayed home and, I went to fucking Lowe's like immediately after, after they opened. It was like right after they opened. I went there to, I got the anode rod to replace that, in the hot water heater. It was making really high-pitched noise one day, and I killed the power on it because I was like, what the fuck? That is, it woke me up at like 3 a.m. on Monday. Like, this is a problem. And, hell, maybe it was last week. I don't know. I feel like I've been dealing with this for a while. I feel like I might have talked about this on last week's podcast. But I don't recall. Anyway, yeah, I wanted to place the rod because as I was looking into issues with hot water heaters, it seemed like that's... You do need to replace those, and that's one thing that really helps your water heater last. And because it draws all the corrosion and everything to the rod as opposed to the outside of the tank and everything. But I flushed the thing first, and that took a while. That was a bit of a challenge. The only place I really could like drain it at was like into my tub. So I had a garden hose that was a bit too long. So I had to like snake it around shit to kind of like make it to where it wasn't going to kink up on me. And then, run it to my bathtub. But I was able to get it flushed. And, unfortunately though, I was unable to get the rod out of, the anode rod out of the fucking water heater. It was seized up. It was probably the original one in there, and I think that water heater's was brand new when they built the place, so it's over 20 years old now. And let's just say that fucking rod is a little corroded, and it's still sitting in there. I tried a breaker bar on it. I thought with as strong as I am from being a steel worker for almost 2 years now, that I'd be able to just fucking bash that out with a fucking breaker bar. I failed. It was the biggest breaker bar I could get at Lowe's, which I think was like 18 inches. Maybe it was only 15. I was hoping to find like 24 or something. I didn't get a cheater bar. No pipe or anything to use. But then when I wasn't getting with the breaker bar, I made a few trips to Lowe's. And I got an impact wrench. I don't know what the specs are on that, but it's, I guess, a lot stronger than my arms are. However, still, it did not break free. It did not break free, and that was a pisser that... put all that effort in and not be able to get the rod out. The rod just was stuck inside it, you know what I'm saying? And she just wouldn't loosen up and let it out. I guess I need to get some good stuff to eat away some of that corrosion and loosen that fucker up for me a little bit. But... all I had was like WD-40, and I put a little bit on there, but I was afraid to put much on there because you don't want that getting into your water supply. I don't want to poison the water supply, so that's definitely something I don't want to do. Need to get some better shit to spray on there that's not going to poison the water supply. So I guess I gotta look into that. What the best thing for that is. I know what from what I understand, the problem is, I actually need, there's a separate tank that you need to put in the, Washington, Missouri area. They make it to where you can't, have backflow into the outside plumbing. So you need, if pressure builds up, you need to have like a bladder basically in a separate tank to like release the pressure. And that's requires some soldering and welding or whatever. There's a little bit of effort in there. And I definitely didn't feel like after draining, spending so much time draining my hot water heater and failing to get the rod out, I just really didn't have any desire to work on the water heater anymore. Like, fuck this. I was almost ready to make a phone call and just get a new hot water heater installed with like the new tank and everything. Like, fuck this. Level 9, who I got my AC unit from, does plumbing now. And so I the thought was in the back of my head, but no, I didn't call anyone about that. All right. I gotta stop yawning. It's just not good audio. But anyway, I would imagine I'm going to have to work on that again here in the future. It hasn't made a high-pitched noise like that again that woke me up. I mean, it's got the valve on it. I can just, like, release it like that. It's possible that I need to replace that valve. There could be a leak in there, which could have been causing that high-pitched noise. Hopefully, somehow flushing it cut down on some of the pressure. I don't know. I mean, it's definitely worked better since I flushed it. But I don't really use hot water for much, so it's not like something I really give a shit about. I mean, a shower, the dishwasher uses, hot water, and, yeah, the shower, and when I wash my clothes, I just use cold water for that. So, yeah, there's not really much that I use the hot water for. As long as I got cold water coming from the outside, it's really not that big of a deal. The only time it'll really suck for me, though, is if, like, wintertime hits. Because, like, during the summer months, like, I don't mind taking a cold shower at all after welding all day. I'm like, fucking bring on the cold, motherfuckers. I want that cold water all over my nuts. But... yeah, so there's a possibility I could I think that I probably need to replace at least one of the elements, though, because I mean the water doesn't get like obscenely hot, although I didn't check what the thermostat was set at. I didn't look at the actual elements themselves either and like check if they were low. I'm pretty sure that at least one of them is not running at full capacity. That is another thing the anode rod will help with, is it draws the corrosion away also from like the heating elements. So makes it to where, you know, you just have less maintenance to do on the water heater, and hopefully it just lasts longer. So I would like to still replace that rod at some point. We'll see what happens. I'm still working a lot. I'm back to working 2 Saturdays on, 1 off. As next week will be the start of a 2-week stretch of Saturdays. And but hey, I've got a Blues game coming up on October 19th. I'm not certain if I'm working that Saturday or not. Let's see here. Oh, you know what? It looks like I should be like counting it. That should be off that Saturday, because that would be if we work the next 2 Saturdays. That means I'll be off for that one. Or so that's the way it looks on my calendar, unless they decide to do things differently at work, which they might. They might go, you know what? The week after, we're gonna go ahead and give you that one off, but then you're working the next 2. Really hard to say. Around holidays, they tend to try to get us off for holidays. I think mainly because they know too many people are going to call in. That not enough people are going to show. But I guess the weekend after Halloween, that looks like, oh, no, we should be working that Saturday. But the math serves me. You're like, no, damn it. For a second, I thought maybe. But no, it looks like that is a Saturday we're working. Son of a bitch. Halloween is on a Thursday, looks like. Also kind of a sucky. It'd be on a fucking Thursday, you bastards. Son of a bitch. Oh, I need some steak in me now to give me some energy. Just a big, good thick meat injection. We'll see how that meat injection works. I'm definitely going to have to get some fucking caffeine before we hit up Texas Roadhouse. We should be leaving in like an hour. I might have to try to take a nap beforehand. Try to just bang out a nap. Just bang her out. Trying to think of what else I was planning on talking about today, but it's hard to really focus on much other than my neck is all fucked up and I'm kind of tired. But I, you know what, I am excited to like have the Blues game coming up. I just got to get through 2 weeks of working Saturdays, and then the following Saturday it looks like boom, Blues baby, hell yeah, love me some hockey. It is fantastic. And I did get some news on the table I'm having made. I'm having samples sent to me of different epoxy to show me, like, what, I guess he's got different colors and stuff that he's using to look like lava. So I should have some samples arriving to me, hopefully this next week sometime. And then once I approve one of those, he should start pouring the full table. So hopefully within a couple of weeks, I should hopefully get... he should be, you know, working on that table and getting it done. So I'm hoping sometime in October to possibly get that. Crossing my fingers. But it's not an urgent thing. You know, I knew that it would take some time to get an epoxy resin table made. Still don't know what I'm going to do about chairs. Yeah, I think I made a mistake by not taking any caffeine before doing this. I feel like, though, caffeine, like, fucks my throat up more. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I could be wrong on that. Maybe I should just stop sucking dick. Oh, no. No, yeah, I don't recall that I've ever done that, but you know what? Maybe it would help my throat, so maybe I should try. You don't know until you try. That could be the ultimate throat lozenge. So I could spread that lie. I don't know if it's a lie. You know, it's a theory. It's a theory until you prove it right. Then it becomes law, right? Yeah. It's crazy, though, back to, like, calling into work. Like, anytime I've ever, like, called into work, even if... 'cause I usually... I mean, if I've called into work, it's usually I'm not feeling good. And I don't end up doing much. I did a fair amount this time around because I did work on all of that. And then I went over to Jackman's. I went over to where the former home of the Slapbox bunker was, because it was Jackman's son Marcellus's 14th birthday. And I got him some Wolverine claws. Which, you know, I was like, do I really want to give him these claws that are made of metal? That I figured he would love them. Because I got myself a pair right when Deadpool Wolverine came out. And, you know, I'm stabbing boxes and shit with the stuff. I thought he'd really appreciate it. Would appreciate it. I know he's, you know, likes comic book movies, that sort of thing. And he did enjoy it. He did enjoy it, but he was stabbing a lot of stuff with them. And they're kind of dangerous. They're not like super sharp, but I mean, you can stab shit with it. And you know, hopefully he doesn't stab his brother, or unintentionally hits one of the animals in the house. They have several animals, And, you know, the dog could be just running through while he's stabbing a box or something. It could, something could happen. That their dog Iris is already missing one eye. That unrelated to them. They got the dog. She was already missing an eye. I was glad though that he enjoyed the Wolverine claws. As he has seen Deadpool Wolverine as well. I think that's coming out next week sometime on Disney Plus. Deadpool Wolverine. Disney Plus. How much does it cost? Okay. I don't know that this is... This might be one of the things where you have to pay extra money. Oh, please don't tell me. I mean, fuck it, I'll buy it. I mean, this movie's fantastic. Oh, the Prime Video page has it to where you can pre-order it for $30. Which I don't see myself doing that. But, I mean, it's good enough to where I'd be like, you know what? I need to fucking to buy this fucker. Get the ultra high def. When the fuck is it getting the release from, Okay, you can pre-order it from Prime Video, and I guess iTunes. Oh, I guess they haven't released when it's going to be on Disney Plus. I was under the impression, I had heard that it was going to be released on Disney Plus. But I guess it's just going on Prime and whatnot on October 1st. So that, that's kind of a pisser. I was hoping I could just watch it on Disney Plus. They have an article here on the when it'll be released on Disney Plus, though. Are they prophesizing another date? It says here in the article, we got a little time to wait. Yeah, that's a shame. But oh man, love me some Deadpool and Wolverine. Enjoyed that flick. Watching the older movies fairly recently with the Hugh Jackman. Definitely feel that I need to work out more. You know, get that fucking Wolverine superhero build. That's just the kind of shit I think of. When I watch Hugh Jackman getting all shirtless and ripped, just thinking about putting oil on there, tasting it. Mr. Hugh Jackman. It's just like the perfect name for like a superhero actor, Hugh Jackman. He's all jacked. He's Jackman. After Texas Roadhouse, we could potentially go see Deadpool and Wolverine again. I did see that it is still in the B&B Wentzville, which I'm going to guess we're probably going to go to the Wentzville Texas Roadhouse. Don't know for certain which specific one. But I guess I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Hopefully this recording turns out all right with the new software and stuff. Not really sure what I'm doing with this shit, so... Yeah, so as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.